From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to expand the fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter in Baghdad Wednesday held meetings with Iraqi officials offering to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the Islamic State, including advisors and attack helicopters, as Iraqi forces try to retake the provincial capital of Ramadi.
The United States is willing to do more to support the Iraqi security forces in that mission. I emphasized that to Prime Minister Abadi. I also emphasized to him that I was working with other coalition partners to get them to up their contributions.
He told Iraqi officials it's important not just to recapture Ramadi, but also the northern city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq where they're training Iraqis battling the IS group. The U.S. UN ambassador Samantha Power Wednesday called the situation in Burundi horrific, urging the UN to intervene to help quell political unrest and keep the country from turning into another ethnic civil war site.
As difficult as the conditions are for the Burundian people, and as much as fear has gripped the capital and those other towns that have been marred by violence, there's something equally disturbing in a way going on, which is that there is no dialogue and there's insufficient contingency planning. Many council members are very eager to see the pace of contingency planning by the UN accelerated.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned that Burundi is on the brink of civil war that threatens the region. He's dispatching a special advisor to try to jumpstart such a political dialogue. Unrest was sparked by the decision in April by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. Mr. Bond said a peacekeeping force may be necessary. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision likely to have a global impact. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said additional hikes may follow in the new year.
The committee expects that economic conditions will evolve in a manner that will warrant only gradual increases in the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is likely to remain for some time below levels that are expected to prevail in the longer run.
Fed policymakers increased the rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from near zero because of improving economic conditions. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in coming weeks now that the International Atomic Energy Agency has ended a decade-long probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. A July international nuclear agreement was reached with Tehran, but UN experts this week concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October, a move that could result in new sanctions. Jordan has begun deporting hundreds of Sudanese asylum seekers, many from the rest of Darfur region, back to their home country. The UN Refugee Agency has appealed to Oman to halt the action. Eileen Debelcour is a UN spokesperson.
We are currently advocating the government of Jordan to stop the possible deportation of the Sudanese demonstrators back to their country, because there they may face persecution. And we are very concerned about this.
A Jordanian government spokesman said the Sudanese entered the country under the pretext of seeking medical detention and asylum conditions don't apply. Hundreds of protesters in Bangui, the capital of Central African Republic, Wednesday demanded the removal of so-called enemies of peace, a reference to armed militia, from their neighborhood so they can vote in upcoming elections. Abdul Salam says the residents of the neighborhood are being held hostage by people who have a political agenda. The protesters shouted freedom as they marched to the headquarters of the UN peacekeeping mission, calling for help in the removal of armed elements. Several people in the district were killed during constitutional referendum voting Sunday, ahead of December 27th's planned legislative and presidential elections, trying to bring 2 years of sectarian violence to an end. U.S. and Cuban officials say they're nearing agreement on restoring regular commercial flights between the former Cold War foes. Delegations have been meeting in Washington since Monday to finalize a deal they say could end in months. Meanwhile, a number of Cuban-born baseball stars have returned to the island for the first time since defecting to the U.S., part of an unprecedented goodwill tour organized by North American Major League Baseball. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.